The Best of Times Radio Hour, live on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel, a show dedicated to seniors and boomers in Northwest Louisiana. Here's your host, Gary Kaligas.
Good morning, radio listeners. I'm Gary Kaligas, the publisher of The Best of Times, the only magazine and radio show for mature adults in Northwest Louisiana. Do thank you for tuning into our show today. Also thanking those who might be listening via the internet at www.710keel.com. Also thanking those who might be listening via the Keel application on their Apple or Android devices. We also thank you for those who might be listening to this podcast or previous broadcast of The Best of Times Radio Hour on our website. From our website, thebestoftimesnews.com, or from Apple Podcasts. We also thank AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer, for being the exclusive sponsors of this radio show to provide you with beneficial information each and every Saturday morning. In just a few minutes, we're going to learn about the latest in eye treatments and procedures. So stay to this show for some very beneficial information for you and your loved ones. It is Saturday, March the 1st, and we are broadcasting our radio show today from the studios of News Radio 710 Kiel, a Town Square media station here in wonderful Shreveport, Louisiana. However, today's show has been pre-recorded, so we will be unable to accept call-in questions and comments from our loyal radio listeners. Be sure to pick up the March-April 2025 issue of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. It is being distributed beginning today, March the 1st, and hopefully all of our 20,000 copies will be available soon at all of our 270 distribution locations. We do thank you for the many compliments about our magazine that we receive each and every week. We appreciate hearing from you. Remember, if you're unable to find a printed copy, you can always visit our popular website at thebestoftimesnews.com to view both current and past issues of our magazine. In addition, you can view the Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory and listen to previously broadcast shows here on the Best of Times Radio Hour. Great news. Today, March the 1st, we have released the 24th edition of Silver Pages Senior Resource Director for Northwest Louisiana. It's been released to the public and it's will soon be available at all of our 270 distribution locations. So again, be sure to pick up one soon. You can always view it on our website on thebestoftimesnews.com or on our app for Silver Pages. Again, we thank the many loyal businesses who have supported the printing of The Best of Times, who made it possible that this publication will be provided free to over 20,000 people and throughout the area. We know it's our most popular publication with seniors, boomers, and their families. And again, we appreciate we've been spending months and months working on updates. It is completely updated, has a lot of great new information that you have not seen before. So again, we are proud to have printed the only comprehensive senior resource guide for Northwest Louisiana. Be sure to pick up your free copy at one of our 227 distribution locations. Each and every month, The Best of Times sends out its newsletter via e-blast to over 73,000 email addresses of seniors and boomers in our area. It provides them with links to read our current issue online, also our current Silver Pages. In addition, there are additional educational articles that are not found in The Best of Times magazine. Join the many thousands who are receiving this free newsletter just by visiting our website at thebestoftimesnews.com to subscribe by entering your email address, and you will be receiving this particular newsletter each and every month in your email box. Great news, our friends at Ernest Arlene's has brought back the Best of Times special dinner each and every Thursday from 4:30 p.m. to closing, with fabulous meals at a highly discounted price. It is highly recommended, due to the popularity of this Thursday night special, to make advance reservations by calling 318-226-1325. Again, 318-226-1325. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and A-Bears, Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas, and I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my radio show today is a special guest and friend, Dr. Christopher Shelby. He is the principal physician and eye surgeon with WK Eye Institute at several locations in the Shreveport area. So thank you, Dr. Shelby, for joining us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me, Gary. It's always good to be here.
Well, thank you. And thank you for your support of the Best of Times and our magazine and our Silver Pages, by the way. It just came out today, Dr. Shelby, and it's been a wonder of work of Get Silver Pages. This is our 24th edition.
Wow.
It's our most popular item. It's downloaded over 20,000 times from our website, and we print 25,000 copies, and they're gone within 30 days. So
that's amazing.
It's very popular.
Yeah, and it looks great.
I appreciate that. So let's talk a little bit about cataracts. So explain to our listeners, basic 101, what is a cataract?
A cataract is a cloudiness of your God-given lens. So when we're first born, all of our lenses are crystal clear, like a glass of water, and they are the consistency of Jell-O. So they allow us to focus at a distance, and we read up close, they thicken, allowing that magnification. As we get older, we have these natural changes within the lens itself. The lens turns kind of a yellowish-brown and becomes a little denser. It would be similar to taking a clear glass of water and slowly pouring Coca-Cola in there.
Uh-huh.
It turns kind of yellowish-brown over time. And this is something that doesn't happen overnight. It's kind of like a glacier moving. So it's this slow, subtle change. And, you know, we get into reading glasses first, and then we have to get glasses updated, contacts, things like that. When it finally gets to a point, no matter what we do with glasses or contacts, we can't get you seeing better, or you begin to have those symptoms like glare at nighttime, trouble reading small print, dim situations. You know, you just don't see as well as you used to. Yeah, then that's when it's time to have that cataract removed.
So is it early onset? Could somebody get cataracts when they're in their teens, or is it always an elderly thing?
No, absolutely. So the senile cataract, which is kind of a bad name, you know, is just the normal cataract of aging. And that's the one we see that's kind of a color change. Any opacity or anything in the lens that's not clear, we consider a cataract.
Oh,
so diabetics, classically, with uncontrolled blood sugar, we'll get these cataracts that we call posterior subcapsular. And what it looks like to us is just this haze on the back part of the lens. Now, that can happen at any time, you know, in young people, older people. The nice thing about those is they're very symptomatic. I know that sounds like an oxymoron, that'd be nice, but they come on fairly quickly. And I'm talking about over the course of months rather than years.
Okay.
They're very, very symptomatic. It really decreases the vision. But the results from surgery are amazing. We can see congenital cataracts. You know, kids can be born with cataracts. Ironically, with those, they generally don't affect vision all that much, unless they begin to grow a little bit. Once they grow, we see a decrease in vision. We take those out sooner rather than later. People can get struck by lightning, electrocuted. We'll see certain types of cataracts with that. Trauma.
Whoa.
You know, if somebody has an eye injury, we'll see cataract development with that also.
So tell us, is it hereditary? If my parents or grandparents had cataracts, is it down hereditarily?
Yeah, I think there's a hereditary component to just about everything. And patients who come in their, let's say, 50s and 60s, which will be considered fairly early for real visually significant cataracts, they'll tell us, oh, you know, my parents had, you know, cataract surgery at an early age, my aunt, uncle, something like that. So we'll see within the family. But generally, it's a reward for birthdays.
It's a reward for birthdays. Thank you very much for that comment. So the other interesting question I have for you, I think my guess, is there something that a person does or shouldn't do that causes them to have cataracts? Is it bright lights or infections or anything like that could cause eye infections, could stimulate cataracts?
You know, it's a great question. And something we get asked all the time is there anything I can do to prevent cataracts? And my internal answer is I sure hope not, you know, because I'd be out of a job. But there's probably some nutritional variables.
Okay, I was going to ask that.
That have to do with it. And I think that, you know, with the modern American diet, which isn't very good, obviously, that's obviously in the news, I do think that blood sugar levels, they definitely can affect cataracts. When your body is stressed, let's say with an infection, surgery, it can increase cortisol levels, which, of course, is that stress hormone. And I have seen cataracts develop pretty quickly in patients who've had something like back surgery or heart surgery. Steroid shots, believe it or not, people who are on steroids. And listen, that can be injected, inhaled, nasal, oral, any type of steroids, we can see cataract development happen pretty quickly. That's actually one of the big ones. So there are some of those environmental factors, radiation exposure. Some of our cardiologists or radiologists or people who are exposed to certain types of radiation will see cataracts develop quicker. Being outside in sunlight, you know, we're kind of designed to help filter out a lot of those harmful UV rays, because you got to imagine that sunglasses weren't around in the ancestral days. And so, but it's probably a good idea to wear some sunglasses, especially if you're closer to the equator, you know, in the south, things like that.
So, yeah, I was going to say sunglasses are good, but it depends on getting a good sunglass. I remember you telling me that many years ago. You know, if you buy the $1 one, you're not going to get a lot of protection for your eyes.
That's right. You're going to get a dollar's worth of protection.
worth of protection. That's a good one as well. So, what about the wives still? I hear the grandparents now, they're in their 80s and 90s. So they tell their grandchildren, you got to eat carrots because it's going to make your eyes better and make your eyes clear. Is that true or false?
So that's effectively false. I mean, carrots won't hurt you, you know, but it's all about vitamin A.
Okay.
And believe it or not, the best bioavailable source of vitamin A is liver.
Liver,
believe it or not. Matter of fact, I've been trying to get my kids to eat a little more liver. And I think it's just the thought of eating liver that drives them crazy. But when we look at the vitamin A in liver, it's purely bioavailable. And so vitamin A, what happens is it's responsible for all those processes in the retina that allow light to be translated into an image in the brain. So grandma was not really wrong, but she was on the right path. And, you know, of course, now we know more about nutritional biochemistry. You know, we know that, okay, it's the vitamin A in the carrots that can just convert it into retinol in the eye that allows for better vision.
So they were partly wrong, but the extent of that vitamin A, you have to eat a lot of carrots to reach the liver.
Yeah, exactly. And you eat too many carrots, of course, you get beta carotene, and it'll actually turn your knuckles yellow. It's crazy.
So anything else to prevent cataracts?
Not really. I mean, healthy lifestyle, stay active. You know, it's amazing. I do believe that people who are more active and who have better eating habits, you know, that are just healthier in general, tend to push off cataract surgery to later dates. And, you know, and the question is, hey, when is it time to have cataract surgery? And the answer is when the cataracts, when the symptoms of the cataracts get to a point where they're affecting your quality of life. You know, and that goes back to 20/20 is not necessarily perfect vision. You know, because we'll see quite a few patients who say, you know, saw an eye doctor last year. They told me I didn't need cataract surgery. And we see them and their vision objectively is pretty good, but they claim they can't see. You know, and everything's relative, and we assume 20/20 is perfect vision. But, like, my wife has, like, Chuck Yeager vision. It's crazy how good she can see. And so for her, 20/20, that's not perfect vision because she's used to seeing better than that. And so when patients come in, they complain of the symptoms, glasses aren't helping, contacts aren't helping, then it's time to have surgery. But what we do see is that patients who are active, and I'm not talking about CrossFit and all this crazy stuff, but you get out, you get some sunlight, you walk on a daily basis, you know, you're not a smoker, you're not a heavy drinker, you know, the typical, what you would consider somebody who's a healthy individual, you know, that would be my best recommendation for anybody who wants to help prevent cataracts.
So my listeners out there, they should go to ophthalmologists, right, regularly.
Yeah, ophthalmologist or optometrist, any eye care professional.
I was going to say, can an optometrist determine if somebody has cataracts?
Oh, 100%.
Okay, 100%. I've never heard that.
Yeah. Matter of fact, we work very closely with optometrists. Matter of fact, one of my dear friends, Dr. Lewis, who's in our North Clinic, and Dr. Luca, who's yes. over. You know Dr. Luca.
I definitely know Dr. Luca.
And they're like my right and left arm because, you know, my skills are best served in the operating room. You know, and of course, we only have 7 days in a week, and I do enjoy seeing my family. So we have to be able to kind of split up those responsibilities. And so they tend to see a lot of our patients. But even, you know, the guys that work at Walmart or Vision for Less, you know, you're not just going in for glasses. And this is interesting because there's this push now to where they say, well, why do I need to go see an eye doctor if I need a prescription for glasses and contacts? Can't I just do that online? And the short answer is, yeah, sure, you can do that online. Matter of fact, there's a lot of technology now. We were at the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, that was a neat experience, but we did it for a whole different reason. But one of the booths they had was an auto refractor that was basically online, so you could stick your face on the screen, and it would tell you what your prescription is.
What? Online?
It was really neat technology. I mean, it's kind of a... It's a spinoff of the technology that we've had for a long time in the clinic. You know, you come in and we do all these things to you. We puff the air and all that. Well, one of the things we're doing is an auto refraction. And so we have a machine that will measure what it thinks your correction is. And they're now incredibly accurate. And so patients or people can get online. They get these images and it does a couple things. It tells you, are you nearsighted? Are you farsighted? Do you have astigmatism? It also measures your pupillary distance, so the distance between the center of both pupils, which is important when you're wearing glasses because you have to get the center just right. And you can effectively get a prescription like that, that's perfectly fine. Now,
it's got to have some drawbacks.
It does have drawbacks because a lot of eye diseases, and first of all, blindness is miserable. You know, all my patients who are blind don't want to be blind. A lot of causes of decreased vision loss are preventable. A computer's not going to tell you that. AI is not at a point yet where it can say, oh, my God, you need to go see an eye doctor. Like glaucoma, and everybody's heard of glaucoma. Of course, glaucoma is high pressure in the eye that damages the optic nerve. It causes blindness painlessly. And it's one of the things that we really watch for because with glaucoma, you lose vision in the periphery first. And so most patients who have glaucoma that did not know it, they come in, their vision's fuzzy, and they've lost all this vision in the periphery. They never had an ounce of pain, and there's nothing we can do. And once that damage is done, it is done. We cannot get it back. The only thing that we can do is try to control the pressure to prevent any further damage. And so a machine will not tell you that. And that's an easy test. You know, we test the pressure. And matter of fact, the puff, for all those out there that don't like the puff, that's not a thing anymore. We generally do not do that. Matter of fact, the ways we take pressure now, you don't even know it. But taking the pressure and taking a quick look in the back of the eye, we can tell if somebody's at risk of glaucoma or macular degeneration. Or, I mean, you can get melanoma in the back of the eye.
Oh,
and
yes.
So these things... Of course, you're not going to know it if you don't go see an eye doctor until truly it's too late.
And that's the important thing. Mm-hmm. The quicker you get diagnosed and determine there's a good possibility that you can treat it and have procedures for it. Right?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the biggest things that I like for people to understand is there's two things about the eyes, and this is what we teach residents. Pain, eye pain, or blurred vision are abnormal. So they're, and not to get into religious context or anything else, but from a selective advantage, from a physiologic standpoint, we should have perfect vision. You know, when you're born, because humans have been around for a long time, you know, and somebody who's really, really nearsighted or really, really farsighted was probably the first one to get eaten, you know, by something that eats humans because you can't see. And so blurred vision is an abnormal situation. So if your vision is blurry, even if you were born like that, it means that probably all you need are glasses or contacts, but you should be seen routinely by an eye care professional. And not necessarily every 6 months or even every year, but every 2 years or so. Because people who are really, really nearsighted, their eyes are a little bit too long. And we call that axial myopia. When your eye's a little bit too long, the retina, the very back part of the eye, tends to be a little bit thinner, which puts you at a higher risk of retinal tears and retinal detachments. And so that is something that we look for.
And at least yearly or every 2 years is going to be adequate to monitor that.
Generally so. And the other thing is that any changes in vision are also abnormal. So, like, I'm 52, and my distance vision, I've always been a little nearsighted. And so now I have to wear readers for the really small print, you know. But what's interesting, somebody like my wife, perfect vision. Or my partner, Dr. Coleman, he's the same way. He's got this Chuck Yeager vision. It's crazy. Well, patients like that will suddenly feel like they've lost all their near vision. And it's interesting because they'll be better than 20/20 at a distance. They suddenly feel like they can't read anything up close. They think they're going blind.
Ooh.
You know, and of course, it's a little bit laughable when we calm them down. Hey, this is normal. Put on some reading glasses. That's all you really need. You know, but that makes them feel better. But that sudden change in vision, you know, can be scary. And so when there is a change in vision, then that's, you need to go see your eye doctor.
Okay.
You know, an ophthalmologist or optometrist, anybody who specializes in eye care, you know.
Okay, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information, but now a word from our sponsors who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Keel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Keel. Now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM at 710 Keel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebert's Town and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. I'm Gary Kaligas. I do thank you for taking time to listen to our radio show today. Joining me on my show today is a special guest and friend, Dr. Christopher Shelby, who is the principal physician and eye surgeon with the Willis Knighton Eye Institute, located at several locations in the Shreveport area. So thank you, Dr. Shelby, for joining us today again.
Absolutely. It's always good to be here.
We were reminiscing. He started practice in 2003?
2003. That's over 20 years.
20.
I know.
Wow.
And it goes by fast.
And I was one of your first patients.
You were. We were just talking about that.
And I remember, I'll tell listeners what happened many years later is he prescribed me some, you know, great care and some great contacts. And then one day we were going to Mexico and I came back and I think I saw him about a year before that. I said, you know, Chris, I need new contacts because these are starting getting blurry and I keep cleaning them and they're not getting any better. And he examined, he says, you got cataracts. And I said, whoa, that's why they're a little blurry looking. And it was gradual. And I kept getting worse and worse. And when I was in Mexico, it was really bad. And Tina had to drive. And I kept taking him out and cleaning him and taking him out and cleaning him. And it sometimes it helped a little bit, but I don't think it helped. So, but I'll tell everybody, it was remarkable when I became lens implants. We'll talk about that later. That was remarkable. I could see like 20/10. And then I did monovision because I had monovision contacts. And that just, I've never worn reader glasses since 2005 or so, whatever it was. Yeah. So it's been doing, though I have had asked him at several conferences, I raised my hand, can I get the latest new? And he says, it's working. Don't change, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I ask, oh, I want the latest, greatest, new one. He says, no, there's no need to pull it up. You don't have any complications or whatnot, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, once, and you were the home run, Gary, you know, of course, because you wore the monovision contacts, like you were saying. And so the thing about monovision, doing one eye distance, one eye near, is one of the best ways to get anybody over 40 out of glasses in general. And, of course, because it's that near vision drifts, we can increase the near vision a little bit. And so when we do cataract surgery like that, we know that your brain is already used to it. You know, most patients have been doing it for 10-plus years from the time they've gotten the contacts to the time we do their surgery. And so your brain doesn't have to learn anything new. We can set it like that, and you're good. And we do have a lot of patients who will ask, hey, is there any way – I've had cataract surgery 20 years ago. Can I get the newest lens? And the short answer is, yeah, I mean, we can do a lens exchange. We generally don't like to because that's a whole different situation with eye surgery. Now, the good news is that let's say somebody had cataract surgery 20 years ago, and which isn't really that long, but in terms of our technology, it's eons. And let's say they're in glasses, and they put glasses on, they see great, but without glasses, things are blurry. We can do LASIK on them.
Whoa, I didn't know that. Okay, so, you can do LASIK.
We can do LASIK, and it's not uncommon. Matter of fact, like with you, with Monovision, works great. We'll try them in contacts first, even though they've had cataract surgery, just to make sure they like that Monovision. And most patients do. And then what we end up doing is if they like that, then we'll do LASIK on them. So we'll maximize that dominant eye for distance. We'll make their non-dominant eye a little bit nearsighted. So then they can function without glasses.
Oh, it's wonderful not having glasses. And then, you know, having to have prescription sunglasses. You know, that was the other thing I remember years ago. You had to have prescription sunglasses.
Yeah, I know. It was like you had to have your tool chest of glasses in order just to function. Yeah,
but
it's wonderful. I'll tell you, we truly have the best job ever. Yeah,
oh, it's great. Again, I compliment you and all your staff, and Dr. Luca is wonderful, as well as all your technicians and nurses. And everyone, the puff has improved over the many years I've been there.
Oh yeah,
the glaucoma puff test. It's not that invasive, but it has changed, and I thought that was pretty remarkable.
But
you're right, technology. As I've had you on before, it just like in any medical technology, ophthalmology changes probably on a monthly basis. There's something new and improved.
God, it really is amazing. Matter of fact, I have to give props to Willis Knighton because they're big believers in us. And my partner and I are big believers in technology, as long as it benefits the patient. And a lot of things that have come down the pipeline, especially over the past 5 to 10 years, have been amazing. And we've been early adopters and embracers of it.
And, of course, there's something recently that you adopted? What was that?
So we've gotten a couple things. The PanOptics, of course, that is the newest multifocal lens. And that's been out for a few years now, but it's truly the coup de grace as far as distance, intermediate, and near vision. There's their newer version of that called the PanOptics Pro, which is, you know, based on the information, it looks pretty good. It kind of enhances the intermediate vision a little bit, but preserves the distance and the up close. And so we're looking forward to using that one. The newest piece of technology that we've gotten is what we call the VisuMax 800. That is a femtosecond laser that we use to do LASIK and SMILE with. And it's really, I'll tell you, it's really neat because with those lasers, we create flaps for LASIK, and SMILE is a procedure that we can correct nearsightedness and astigmatism with in somebody who wants to get out of contacts or glasses, but they don't quite need cataract surgery.
Oh.
And the older laser, which is wonderful, we still use it, creates these little cuts with the laser. It takes about 27 seconds, which isn't that long. But the new one does it in 10. It is, I mean, it's amazing. It really, you feel like a kid in the toy store, you know. And it's really wonderful to be able to embrace this technology. We're opening up a dry eye clinic where we're going to be able to do intense pulse light therapy for patients who have refractory dry eye. It's kind of a gentle light therapy that you would do with the eyelids. We'll be able to give platelet-rich plasma drops, all sorts of stuff, Gary.
So dry eye, what's the incident of that throughout the United States? Is that increasing? I've heard more people having dry eye and getting that, what is it called? It starts with an L. The eye drops that...
There's a bunch of them now. There's MIBO. MIBO's a new one.
Yes.
You know, it's funny because I try not to watch the news because I like to be happy, you know, so I don't like to be irritated. But, you know, you get on any of the big networks and what you see is a lot of the eye drop advertisements,
oh, yes,
which is crazy. And most of it is there's two things that you'll see advertisements for. One is macrogeneration treatments, which are generally the injections. And number two, and much greater, is dry eye treatment.
Right.
And there's Xdemvy. Matter of fact, it's funny, the Demodex, which is a little mite that lives on the skin, there's a blepharitis, which is an irritation of the eyelids that's caused by Demodex. And and we've known it for a long time, but of course they now have a drop called XDEMVY, which actually works very, very well. I have to give them credit in some of our patients who have this refractory blepharitis causing dry eye. Works great. MIBO is the newest drop, and there's a lot of ads for that, and it replenishes the oily portion of the tear film. It works amazingly well. Here's the issue is that all we're doing is treating symptoms.
Oh.
You know, and so the eye is incredibly complicated. That's why there's ophthalmologists, you know, we're eye specialists. And then we have subspecialists within ophthalmology itself. You know, I specialize in the cornea and the lens. You know, we have friends that specialize in just the retina, some that specialize in just the pressure. And so it's a very complex organ. Your tear film is actually one of the most important refractive surfaces of the eye. And what that means is that you need a healthy tear film in order to have your optimum vision. Because when you think about how the eye works, what it's doing is it's taking all this light that's coming in, and it focuses it as a very sharp point on your macula, which is the very center of your vision. The first thing that light hits is your tear film.
Oh,
so okay. When your tear film is abnormal, your vision fluctuates. And we've all experienced this, where you know, you're up late at night, you're doing some work, you're trying to read, or you're watching the video or something, and things are getting kind of blurry, and you got to blink to clear them up. That's your tear film.
Your tear film is dried up, and it's dry, and so it's okay.
It's drying up, and so, and we used to think, okay, well, it's due to inflammation, which it is, and we'll use Restasis, or we'll use a steroid or something like that, and that'll cure it. Well, it doesn't. It's beneficial in certain cases, and there's three layers of the tear film. There's a mucousy layer that lines the eye, acts like a foundation for your tear film. And then there's the watery film. That's what you think about when you're crying while watching The Notebook or Bambi or something like that. And then there's the oily portion of the tear film that comes from the eyelids itself. And when that oily portion doesn't work well, then your tears evaporate too fast.
Wow.
And so we call that evaporative dry eye. That is the vast majority of dry eye syndrome that we see. So what we try to do is direct our therapy towards boosting the health of that oily layer.
And so that can be done by various light treatments, mm-hmm. et cetera?
Yes, sir. Yeah.
Wow.
We can. One of the easiest things to do is warm compresses. Because you know, what will happen is, like if I were to put you on the microscope and squeeze on your eyelids, I can actually see that oily portion coming up from the little pores. It should look like olive oil. That's the consistency of it. What happens is we get older for a number of different reasons, usually inflammatory conditions. The eyelids get irritated, you know, itch sometimes. When we squeeze on the eyelid, it's like toothpaste. And so, you know, of course, you can imagine that doesn't function very well. And so one of the first things you can do is do a little warm compress. Take a washcloth, run some warm hot water on it, lay it over your eyes. It's soothing, and it helps to loosen up, you know, or create more of an oily consistency to those excretions. And we have patients that do that every day. They love it, and then they'll use tears periodically, and that's generally enough. Omega-3 fatty acids are wonderful, fish oil, and CoQ10 are very helpful for that type of dry eye. But for those that it's not, that's just not doing it, then, you know, the problem is that what do you do now? And we've been trying to figure that out for a while. And the intense pulse light therapy works very, very well. And so we are in the process of setting that up at our North Clinic right now.
Good, great, great. But I will testify that you and Dr. Luca recommended me because I did have some tear blockage and got swollen. And he said, just put some warm compresses. And I do that occasionally when I feel that the film is getting thicker on my eye, and it works perfect.
It does. Right?
It's real easy. And now I know why my aunts and uncles back in the old country always used to have warm compresses in the morning when they woke up.
Mm-hmm.
Because I visited one of my aunts that she was, you know, in her 80s, and she said, oh, Gary, you must put warm water on your eyes and like a compress. It was amazing. That was like 50 years ago, maybe more than that. No, 60 years ago. I was 10 years old. I remember that, yeah, when you just brought that up. So, again, thank you for that advice. I hope everybody took that. But definitely, it's a temporary. If it gets consistently more, you need to see an ophthalmologist like mm-hmm. you are dealing with. You want to solve the problem. You just don't want to milk it. I mean, cover it up in a way.
Yeah, we just want to cover up the symptoms because there's always an underlying reason why it's going on. So if we can nip that in the bud, then we can actually treat it.
Okay, going back to cataract surgery, I think people should know this, but Medicare does cover it, right?
Sure does. Matter of fact, when you have symptomatic cataracts that's affecting your quality of life, then and you have Medicare or insurance, it will cover the procedure. So it covers the surgery, the standard lens, you know, anesthesia, the hospital stay, all that kind of stuff.
Tell our listeners, when it's done, you generally do one eye at a time and wait, right?
We do. We one eye at a time. You know, of course, that's the second most common question we get is, hey, man, can you do both same day?
Mm-hmm.
We could, but we're not going to. You know, and really the biggest reason is it's not the standard of care, and that's not the way insurance or Medicare pays for it.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yeah. So if we were to do both same day, and there are places out there that do, but it's cash. Or what would happen is they would pay for one, but they wouldn't pay for the other one. I know it's well, sometimes we don't understand the rules, but I operate 3 days a week, and a lot of patients will do one eye on a Monday and the second eye on a Wednesday or Thursday or Wednesday, Thursday.
So the time doesn't have to be a week or 2 weeks like mm-hmm. many years ago when I had mine. It was like over a week.
That's correct. Yeah, we used to wait 2 weeks.
Right.
And then we were like, I wonder why we're doing that, because it used to drive patients crazy. You know, with you, it wasn't so bad because, you know, we're doing monovision, but with other patients, it drives them nuts. And you have to realize, and what I want everybody to know, is that cataract surgery globally is the safest, most effective surgery on earth.
Well, that's a good
one. So the possible complications, they're obviously there anytime. I mean, you could rub your eyes. There's possible complications of doing that. But it's amazingly safe, and the outcomes are incredible.
Well, the only thing I've heard of people, and especially ladies, they're concerned that when they have it and they need to wear those protector lenses because they're scared they're going to be burned, their eyes are going to be burned, their lenses are going to be, they burn their retina. Is that true or false?
Well, generally not. No, I mean, it would take a long time to burn your retina.
Okay, well, that's good feeling, but I know a lot of them are worried. I've seen some people that have their glasses on almost all the time. I just had my cataract surgery yesterday. I'm going to wear these.
Afraid they'll fry my eye. Yeah. You know, what happens is, and when it goes back to that glacier moving, you know, so the cataract development, let's say it starts effectively when you're 30, you know, begin to see those color changes. And then when you're 70, it's time to have cataract surgery. So for 40 years, your lens has been changing. And your retina has become adapted to not as much light coming in. Well, when we do cataract surgery, as you know, 10 minutes later, suddenly you have this clear lens in, and things are incredibly bright.
They are.
And so that's why most people wear those glasses, because they go outside and it just seems like everything's so bright. The good news is that over time, your retina then adapts to that brightness. And so, people can wear the glasses as long as they feel comfortable.
Well, I didn't wear them that long when I had both of them. But I can definitely, to everyone, I could not believe what I was missing.
Yeah, right. I
was like, wow, Claire. And then when it came up, when you're examining, you're 2010. I said, wow, and the brightness and all the colors are so sharp.
It's just amazing.
It was amazing. So, again, don't hesitate. Again, the procedures are as simple and very, very low probability of any kind of complication whatsoever, correct?
Very low. Yeah. Very low. There's no stitches. You know, we don't put people to sleep. We sedate you a little bit with an IV, you know, so everybody's relaxed.
Well, I think I asked to be knocked out, but it was such a short procedure. I remember that was many years ago. I don't like to prodding all over me. I think.
It's like my dad used to say, it's all minor surgery. Unless it's on him, then it's all major surgery.
But
I'm the same way, Gary.
Very true. Well, hold that thought. We'll be right back with more information. But now a word from our sponsors and advertisers who do make this radio show possible. You're listening to the Best of Times Radio Hour here on News Radio 710 Kiel, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebertstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer.
The Best of Times Radio Hour will be right back on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel. And now back to the Best of Times Radio Hour on 101.7 FM and 710 Kiel.
Welcome back to our show, the Best of Times Radio Hour, proudly presented by AARP Louisiana and Hebertstown and Country of Shreveport, your Dodge, Chrysler, Ram, and Jeep dealer. Joining me on my show today is a special guest and friend, Dr. Christopher Shelby, who is the principal surgeon and physician with Willis Knighton Eye Institute, located at several locations in the Shreveport area. So thank you, Dr. Shelby. It's been quite educational. I've learned new things. I see you all the time. So, I mean, we don't have time in the office to ask you these rest of the story questions, but I think I've learned a lot. I hope my listeners out there have learned something as well. So, again, I'm very proud of you and your practice and how you treated many thousands and thousands of patients throughout Northwest Louisiana. And tell our listeners, you have three clinics in town and one in Coushatta?
So we have three locations. Our Willis Knighton North, of course, the main Eye Institute North. I have my Portico location, Willis Knighton Pyrmont. We have a location at South. And then my partner, Dr. Coleman, of course, he's from Coushatta. So he has a clinic in Natchitoches in that area.
Oh, that's
and
great.
So those you can actually go to thecataractsurgeons.com and get all the information there. It's got all of our locations, contact information. You can call any of the offices, and we can get you.
So if somebody comes and see you or one of your doctors and they determine they have cataracts, how long should they they shouldn't procrastinate, right? They should take care of it.
The sooner the better. You know, the way I tell patients is life is too short for blurred vision. and everybody's a little bit anxious, a little bit nervous about having surgery. But we can generally get it done within a week of diagnosis.
Wow. You know, that quickly.
Yeah, we try not to push it off too much. And that's one of the reasons we like to stay in the operating room so we can adjust to patient schedules and get these things done as soon as possible, because there's really no reason to wait unless they wanted to. And cataract surgery is not an emergency. You know, so a lot of times we'll talk to patients, hey, you've got cataracts, and they're just not ready. They don't want to do it yet. And so we tell them, okay, we'll see you in 6 months. We'll take another look, because it's not like they're going to get that much worse that much faster.
But the other thing, there are options, right? And that's what you got to make a decision.
Oh, yeah.
The family member or the patient needs to make a decision, because there are certain things about premium lenses, et cetera, right?
Exactly. The good news about cataract surgery nowadays is you have a lot of lens options. The bad news about cataract surgery nowadays is you have a lot of lens options. You know, and so if you were to look at the lenses, it's confusing and very overwhelming. So I step back and I talk to patients and I say, listen, this is all based on how you want to see when it's all said and done. Because you can pay nothing over Medicare and insurance and see better than you've seen in a long time. You just may have to wear glasses, especially for up-close reading. But if you have astigmatism and you want to be glasses-free at a distance, like our hunters, golfers, they want to see as well as possible without glasses, or just put on the sunglasses, like you were saying, then the toric lens is wonderful. If they want to be out of glasses completely, they don't want to have to wear them for anything, the multifocal lens, the PanOptix, is the best choice. Patients who've had RK before, or LASIK, or PRK, that want to be out of glasses, the light adjustable lens is a wonderful option there. So there's a lot of options that can be tailored to a patient's demands or their needs or wants. And, of course, we're there to kind of direct that.
I was going to say, you're going to give them guidance. It's like picking a car. There's like 40,000 types of vehicles and options and whatnot. It's mind-boggling. We were in the market for a new car, and I couldn't believe how many options there were. I mean, it's like
it's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. And so that takes some time and some education for the individuals as well. So again, I was very amazed when you said it, you can get it within 1 or 2 weeks. That's impressive. I would think that it would take longer than that to schedule it, get the lenses and everything to get the patient. So that you're going to say next week, they're going to say, well, okay.
Yeah, it's like, what?
Okay, let me think about that as well. So what other types of treatments does your office do? I know you do glaucoma treatments.
We do. And the glaucoma, going back to what glaucoma is just high pressure in the eye. So we need to get the pressure down. And the beauty nowadays is we have a lot of minimally invasive ways to do that. And laser, we have lasers within the clinic themselves, works very well. At the time of cataract surgery, there's what's called MIGS, which is minimally invasive glaucoma surgery. So while we're doing the cataract surgery, we can see the drain. We can open the drain, put a little stent in there.
There's
all sorts of things that we can do for glaucoma. Floaters, you know, it's interesting. Floaters have been the bane of our existence. And, you know, everybody gets floaters to a certain degree. A very small percentage are really hindered by those floaters. You know, they constantly see these big things floating in there. And it used to be there was nothing to do about it. But now we have a laser, and we've been doing this for a while, that we can use to break those floaters up. That can be very effective. And so somebody's got floaters they've had for a long time.
How do you see a floater? I can barely see it.
Well, and so that means yours is not very symptomatic. You know, and when we look in the back of somebody's eyes, you know, that's part of that routine exam, most everybody has some floaters to a certain degree.
I mean, I have little bitty ones, but it's so small. They sometimes they're here today, gone tomorrow.
Right, yeah, exactly. You may see it on Tuesday, but not see it again until next Saturday.
So do they dissolve?
So what they do is there's a thing called vitreous detachment, where the vitreous jelly in the back of the eye separates. Happens to everybody. Once we hit the age of 55, 100% of people it'll happen to. And where that vitreous was attached to the optic nerve, it can leave behind this little piece of tissue. And that tissue floats around. Most of the times what happens is it disintegrates into smaller pieces, and then patients just don't see that floater anymore. In about 15% of the patients, that floater sits there. It moves forward a little bit, and so they're trying to read or they're driving, and they've got this floater or cloud. They're having to move their eyes around to get it out of the way. And so what we do is, of course, we dilate the eye. We take a look. If we can see that floater in the visual axis, then we can use our laser to break it up.
Oh.
It takes about 5 minutes, completely painless. Most patients, and our goal is to make it 80, 90% better. So in other words, let's say you had a big, massive floater, and we lasered it. Our goal is to make it to like how you see it now. Yeah, you may see it here and there, but it's not bothering you. You know.
So I've never heard of that procedure. So is that pretty regular? It's a pretty typical?
It is now. When I first started doing it, the full transparency, the retina specialists weren't very happy about it, you know, because they were worried I was going to damage the eye. But I was watching some of the guys like in New Jersey and Wisconsin that were doing this. They kind of pioneered it. They had great results. And there's a specific type of floater or floaters that when they're symptomatic, we can laser them very safely. I've done thousands. I've never, knock on wood, had any issues whatsoever.
Wow, yeah. Success. Well, that's, everybody, if you've got significant floaters, you need to go see Dr. Shelby.
Give us a call. We'll take a look.
I've never known that as well. So any other new exciting technology in eye treatments that you can tell our listeners in the short time we have?
You know, just the lens technology that we have is some of the greatest of all time. You know, of course, because we're in this new era of technology. If you want to be glasses free, we probably have the technology for you. And one of the takeaway messages is with that, like the new VisuMax 800 and the excimer laser that we have to do LASIK with, it's not just for 20, 30-year-olds that want to get out of glasses. So if you've had cataract surgery and you don't like being in glasses, the odds are you are a candidate for LASIK or PRK, one of those procedures to improve your vision after cataract surgery or even get you out of glasses completely.
Wow, that's a good success story. So in the years to come, will we have automatically your phone will be able to adjust your lenses?
Yeah, that's coming. And I can tell you this, Gary, without giving up too much information, I'm actually involved in a lens company that my brother-in-law and I started. And it's for patients with macular degeneration.
Uh-huh.
And it is a true digital implant. And we're working on that. And the technology,
awesome.
It's going to be amazing. But one of our engineers, that's what we were talking about, was ultimately being able to get to the point where we can then put that type of lens in a normal person. And you can change it from, you know, thermal, infrared, heads-up display. You can do closed captioning.
Wow.
All that kind of stuff, yeah. I mean, and that is real technology. That's not science fiction. That is going to be a thing.
Well, keep us abreast about that. That is the latest, greatest. That is amazing. I wish you luck on that one. That can help save a lot of people and help a lot of people throughout the world.
Yeah, we've been working on it for a few years, so it'll be neat.
Well, thank you again for joining us today. If you do need to contact them for more information, do call their offices. They're located, one of the phone numbers is 212-3937. As he said, visit their website at www.thecataractsurgeons.com. Is that right?
That is correct.
The Cataract Surgeon. Or you can visit their office at 7607 Urey Drive, but they also have two other offices in Shreveport and one in Coshetta. So thank you, Dr. Shelby, for joining us today. You're wonderful, and you gave us a lot of great information.
Great. Thanks for having me, Gary. I always enjoy it.
Don't forget to pick up your personal copy of The Best of Times at one of our 270 distribution locations. Also, remember to pick up the new 2005 Silver Pages Senior Resource Directory at our 270 distribution locations. May God bless you and your family. God bless America. Have a great day and a great weekend. Thank you again for listening to our show today. Don't forget to attend the Crew of Gemini's parade going on this afternoon. So everybody enjoy that Mardi Gras parade with your family and friends. I'm Gary Kaligas, wishing you and yours the best of times both today and every day. Have a great day.